Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. For that reason, if there's any comment or any question that you have concerning something that we say on the program, we need to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you. And if there is a Bible question or a Bible subject that you're studying and would like for us to spend time and study it on the program, again, we would give consideration to any Bible question, Bible subject that you might have to spend time and study it on the program. But to do this, we would need to hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. And we want to remind you that tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will conduct a period of Bible study. There will be classes for all ages. We urge you to bring your family, bring your Bibles, and come to anticipate studying only the Bible. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. But if you're completely incapable of coming to the building, we urge you to log on to eastabbotville.org/live at 7, and you can see and hear the auditorium adult class. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on eastabbotville.org/live. Please keep these things in mind. Come and be an honored guest, but if it's at all not possible, at least have the opportunity to study with us God's Word. Is baptism necessary for salvation? Well, most of the religious world denies the need for baptism, and they reject it for faith alone. But you know, the father of faith, Abraham, bears testimony to the necessity of baptism for salvation. When Abraham was 99, the patriarch and his 89-year-old wife, Sarah, received the news that within the time of life, in Genesis 18 and verse 10, a son would be born. Before Isaac's birth, a covenant was established between Abram and his descendants, showing a sign of promise with God through the act of circumcision. In Genesis 17, let's read verses 10 and 11. "This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you." We know that circumcision was the cutting of the foreskin. It was required of all males born in the house of Abraham, or that were even bought with money. And refusing to do this resulted in Genesis 17, verse 14, to that person being cut off from his people, because they had broken the covenant with God. We see at this time even the names of Abram and Sarah were changed, showing that the promise of God and the assurance that the promise would be found in Isaac and not in Ishmael. When we go to Genesis, notice in the 17th chapter, we begin our reading with verse 19. He says, "Let me get to verse 19. God said, No, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year. So we see then, when the Lord finished talking with Abraham, he went from him, and what we read in chapter 17, verse 23, is Abram took Ishmael his son, all that were born in his house, and all that were brought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin that very same day as God had said to him. You see, establishing a covenant with Abraham, the Lord confirmed what the Hebrew writer speaks of in Hebrews 6 and verse 17 as the immutability of his counsel. That is, a promise that was made in the Garden of Eden of the seed fulfilled in Christ. We know that Genesis 3 and verse 15, in pronouncing the curse upon the serpent that had beguiled, deceived Eve, and speaking of Eve, he said that the serpent shall bruise his heel, the seed of woman, but the seed of woman would bruise the head of the serpent. The significance of circumcision was the affirming of God's promise of salvation through the obedience of Abraham and his descendants to God's will. Now, this is not open for argument or discussion, and it's understood so clearly that the first century Christians, they faced tremendous pressure from Jewish converts to follow the law of circumcision. That's what the entire 15th chapter of the book of Acts is about, how that there were those of the Jews that were trying to impose circumcision upon those Gentiles who had become Christians, because they understood that circumcision was the defining moment when a person entered a covenant relationship with God. So they thought that circumcision still needed to be bound upon Christians that were Gentiles. In fact, Abraham so clearly understood the commandment of God. Remember, as we read a moment ago, he circumcised himself at the age of 99. He circumcised his 13-year-old son, Ishmael, and all of the men that was in his house. In the letter in the New Testament to the church at Colossae, that letter bears the mark of Abraham's obedience when Paul shows that the covenant of God was in a spiritual circumcision. Let's read it. Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. In him, that is, in Christ, you also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Again, that was Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. So what do we see from this? What we see is that as in the physical act, there must be a spiritual action of putting the dead to death, the old man, and creating the new. This is what is also spoken about in 2 Corinthians. Notice there in that book, in chapter 5, what we read, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So baptism is the spiritual circumcision of the heart. And the Lord declared the covenant of salvation in circumcision, and refusal to keep the command resulted in the person being lost. So without the covenant of baptism, there will be no salvation. That's why Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." See, the faith of Abraham caused him to take drastic measures at the age of 99, as well as his son and all of the men of his house. But yet today, many people refuse baptism. They refuse it as a drastic measure of works. And if they had lived under the law that God gave to Abraham, would they have refused to have been circumcised? Well, they're refusing to be circumcised today. In baptism, that circumcision that is made without the hands, they too would have refused the circumcision in the day of Abraham, would they not? See, did it make sense to the wisdom of man that cutting a piece of the flesh would have anything to do with salvation, and especially the nature of the sacrifice? Abraham walked by faith before God commanded him to be circumcised. We see that in Romans 4. And when commanded by God to show his faith in the covenant of circumcision, remember what we read in Genesis 17:29? He circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that very same day, as God had said to him. See, his faith led him to obey the command of God without question. Friends, baptism is the defining moment when a person becomes a child of God, as much as circumcision was for the children of Abraham. Friends, faith alone does not circumcise the heart. Repentance alone does not circumcise the heart. The circumcised descendant of Abraham were cut to the heart, and 3,000 were spiritually circumcised in baptism there in Acts 2, as we read in verses 37 through 41. And Luke shows in the book of Acts many stories of salvation, and each one of them shows that the moment that they became a child of God. Acts 22:16. "Now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Sins are washed away in the circumcision that is made without hands, as Colossians 2, verse 11 describes it. Friends, baptism saves because it's the covenant of God, and it's the promise of salvation. Romans 2, verses 28 and 29. "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcised that which is outward, or nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God." We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and we turn you now to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.